The Wild Rivers Land Trust is all about conservation, keeping our natural resources safe, and it's all about bringing back ecosystems that have been damaged. Now, that's expensive, time-consuming work. The good news today is that Uncle Sam is helping out. The federal government just awarded the Wild Rivers Land Trust nearly $2 million. The cash comes from the EPA's Brownfield Fund, part of a national environmental cleanup effort. KCIW is told the money from the grant will clean up an old plywood mill site in Port Orford and restore a coho-bearing stream.
The Western States Plywood Mill was built in the 50s, in the late 50s, on the Elk River.
Wild Rivers Land Trust Executive Director Scott Fogarty.
And it operated until around 1974. And it was a cooperative, so the members who worked there were also owners of the mill. And it supported about 200 jobs in the region. And then it went belly up, it sold. And went belly up, and then it sat idle and then burned down. And it has been idle since that time. It was listed on the state of Oregon's brownfield program because there was a big glue spill there apparently in the early 70s. And as part of the state's brownfield program, they identify sites that potentially have toxins on them. And so we had a benefactor who acquired the land and wanted to turn it over to us to open up a creek that's on the land called Bagley Creek, which is a coho-bearing stream. But it's blocked by a log pond and a fire pond that were at the mill itself. And so we looked at the soils and everything and found out indeed there were toxins there. And so in order to clean those up, we applied for a US EPA Brownfields grant, which is a national program for communities that have brownfields on old building sites and old sites where they want to remediate them and then bring them back into the economy. And so we applied for this grant and we based it on opening up the creek for coho habitat and restoring the land around it. And we were awarded $1.9 million to do that work. And so Wild Rivers Land Trust will be contracting with environmental engineers and working with the state's Department of Environmental Quality to come up with a remediation plan and then a restoration plan for the site itself.
The Western States Plywood Mill Restoration isn't the only project the Wild Rivers Land Trust is working on. Again, Executive Director Scott Fogarty.
Now, another thing I should add is, you know, we're bringing both state and federal dollars to Curry County, and I think it's a pretty big deal. We got another $2.7 million grant from the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board to get a conservation easement on a ranch. And, you know, that's almost $5 million to Curry County. And those funds will, you know, go to help, you know, hire local folks and to, you know, protect lands in the county itself. So, again, it's a great community benefit for everybody. So we're really excited about it.
The Wild Rivers Land Trust protects land in a variety of ways, working with farmers, ranchers, and other landowners, as well as government agencies, all in an effort to support the natural resources of our area.
Yeah, like I said, we're a small but mighty organization. We are growing, and we really would like to expand down into Southern Curry County a little bit more, and we work with lots of partnerships across the state, and if folks want to find out where we are, we're at wildriverslandtrust.org, and they can go on our website and check us out and see what we do and contact us if they'd like to see, you know, if they have a project we would be interested in.
Again, that website address is Wild Rivers Land Trust, all one word, wildriverslandtrust.org. That's wildriverslandtrust.org.